I am an heir of Britain's slavery past. It marks my mind, my culture, my DNA. I am a descendant of the owners of enslaved people and of traders in them, of a campaigner for the abolition of slavery and of an enslaved African woman. Like me, the Britain in which I grew up is a place shaped in no small way by transatlantic and plantation slavery and the many industries that thrived on them. I am part of the legacy that lives on, economically and culturally, visible not just in grand houses and old statues, but in the systemic and street-level racism that afflicts our country today. Like most of us, I am a mess of differing inheritances, but the person I present to the world is pretty much the one formed by the wealthy people of my ancestry. As a white, middle-class Briton, I'm so shielded from everyday racism that I rarely notice it. While most of the wealth my ancestors accrued was long ago spent, the privilege garnered from it still protects and supports me. The history of Britain and slavery, worked and glossed to make it distant and irrelevant, is the foundation of my comfortable, liberal life. My family keeps archives. When I read the papers there that documented our forebears' activities in the Caribbean, most of them carefully annotated by my historian grandfather, I knew that the story they contained had to be brought to the light. I felt it wrong to keep the history from the descendants of the enslaved people who had worked and died on our plantations. Most of the wider family, including my own children, knew nothing of this past. So, with the agreement of the owners of the archive, there began a job of photographing and transcribing the papers. What I discovered profoundly challenged my assumptions about who I was, about the history I had been taught, and about Britain today. The papers make it possible to untangle some of what happened in Tobago and Jamaica, but a huge hole will always remain where the accounts of the 950 or so people who were enslaved by my ancestors should sit. We have the direct testimony of just one of them. That fact renders this only half a narrative, one that hardly deserves to be called a history. So it is the story of my mother's family, the Fergusons, their partners the Hunter Blairs, and of the Britain that, not so long ago, tolerated the enslaving of human beings for profit. It is also about the legacy, still toxic, still harming people, 180 years after emancipation in the British Caribbean.